It's a tremendous privilege for me to be here today welcoming Senator Obama. As a public servant, I'm captivated by both the prose and the poetry of politics. I believe in the power of public service to make lives better on a day-to-day basis, and I believe when inspired, people can change their minds, open their hearts, and in the words of Robert Kennedy, sweep away the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. To me, Senator Obama embodies in a way few other leaders have in my lifetime, the merger of exhortation and exaltation. When John Kennedy was president, he could go to the tiniest hut in the most out-of-the-way place in Africa or Asia, and there would be a picture of President Kennedy hanging on the wall. It's time once again for America to be that lighthouse of hope. As an American, I want once again the people of the world to want to put our president's picture on their wall. As a father, I want a president who has a vision for the future, which includes a clean planet and a Supreme Court that believes in the rule of law. As a public servant, I want a president who will inspire me to live out the true meaning of that term. And as a Jew, I want a president who will understand, love, and protect the land of my heritage. That's why I support Senator Obama. On the wall of my office, I hang three pictures of people to remind me why I do what I do. One is Justice William Brennan, the Supreme Court Justice, who I named my first child after. One is Robert Kennedy, to remind me that you can be tough and compassionate simultaneously. And one is of Barack Obama, to remind me that today, anything is possible. I want to thank Senator Obama for reawakening that in me, and I want to thank him for joining us here today. Now it is my proud honor to introduce the only Jewish congressman from the state of New Jersey, who represents Hudson and Bergen counties, is that correct? Please welcome Congressman Steve Vaughn.